You know, summertime means different things to different people. But if you're in or have been around the direct selling industry, you know that summertime means convention time. Everyone gathering together in one place to celebrate your opportunity, your product, your service. And I'm looking forward to participating and taking part in the Norwex Convention in Minneapolis next week with their consultants and their executive staff at their national conference and having the opportunity to present for them. In my 20 years in direct sales, I've been to hundreds of conventions, but today I look fondly back, it being 20 years since I attended my first direct selling convention. Patrick Mazur, who you met back in volume 23, and I were just getting started in the direct selling industry, and we jumped in the car and we camped all the way down the East Coast, headed for our first waterless car wash convention in Orlando, Florida. The company being EnviroTech International that I spoke about back in volume 31. And the experience was phenomenal, whether it was Patrick and I driving all those miles together, dreaming about being able to grow a business that would provide for our families. And then, of course, when you get there and seeing and being with other people who love the product as much as you do, who are as excited about the future as much as you are, and certainly the company putting on an educational as well as an entertaining event, I was floored. And down deep, I knew that I'd be attending lots and lots of conventions over the course of my lifetime. And those conventions, no doubt, personally were helpful to me in developing better self-confidence, better time management, better business management, education and training about the business that I was participating in. What I would call the conventional part of what a convention should do for attendees, helping them be better at whatever it is that convention's theme was designed to educate, motivate, and inspire attendees towards. But that first convention and every convention that I've attended ever since opened my eyes to a beautiful gift. And that gift didn't lie in the conventionalness of bettering myself. That gift lied in the unconventionalness of those conventions. What do I mean? Well, in life, so many people do what they have to do. They attend a convention because their work mandates it. They take a class because they need so many extra credit hours to continue their license in their professions. But there was something unconventional at these conventions in that all attendees reached into their own wallets and paid their registration fee and paid their transportation and paid for their lodging and paid for their food, all the expenses that it took to attend that convention. They made the choice to do it because they wanted to better themselves. And the gift found in watching or being around people that believe in the notion that when you work harder on yourself, you'll find yourself being able to design your life, being who you want to be, doing what you want to do, and having what you want to have is far-reaching beyond direct selling conventions. Anywhere we see a person who makes a choice to strengthen their faith, strengthen their family, broaden their knowledge and skill base, it's there we witness the power of personal responsibility. And in that mere act of witnessing what it looks like to be personally responsible and what can happen when we do take personal responsibility, we find ourselves doing things because we want to do them, not because we have to do them. Hey gang, levity through brevity, I'm out of here. Thank you for listening, and never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.